From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama has outlined a new strategy for the war in Afghanistan that calls for an additional 30,000 troops and an exit strategy. Mr. Obama says the higher troop level will be maintained for the next 18 months. Then the U.S. will begin transferring security operations over to the Afghans.
As your commander-in-chief, I owe you a mission that is clearly defined and worthy of your service. And that's why, after the Afghan voting was completed, I insisted on a thorough review of our strategy.
That review lasted 3 months and involved a series of meetings with military officials and his top advisors. Mr. Obama told the troops that U.S. generals determined earlier this year that conditions in Afghanistan seriously deteriorated since the war began 8 years ago. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman says the president could have been harder on Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
He says, "We will continue to advise and assist Afghan forces to ensure they succeed, quote, over the long haul." That sounds to me like quite a number of years. He didn't put a lot of pressure on Karzai. He's basically saying he promised to do all sorts of things in his address when he was reelected. He hopes that they'll move in the right direction. They're encouraging that. They'll encourage certain ministries. They hope people who are accused of corruption or found to be corrupt to be dealt with. The problem is some of those serious allegations of corruption involve President Karzai's own family. So we'll see if they actually hold those people accountable.
NPR's Tom Bowman in Washington. General Motors President and CEO Fritz Henderson has stepped down. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports.
GM's board of directors accepted Henderson's resignation at the automaker's board meeting yesterday. During a late afternoon news conference, board chairman Edward Whitaker thanked Henderson for his service leading the company through a time of intense change. Whitaker then said he would take over the position of GM CEO on an interim basis. Whitaker says the company is delivering consumers quality cars and trucks, but needs to step up its efforts.
We now need to accelerate our progress toward that goal, which means a return to profitability and repaying the American and Canadian taxpayers as soon as possible.
Fritz Henderson became GM's president and CEO in March after the federal government asked Rick Wagner to resign from his post as the head of the automaker. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the House will vote this week to permanently extend the tax rate for estates valued over $3.5 million. The bill's fate is uncertain in the Senate, where lawmakers have been focusing on legislation to revise the nation's health care system. This is NPR News. A bankruptcy judge in Delaware has granted the Tribune Company an extension to file its plan for Chapter 11 reorganization. The company has until February 28th to file. Tribune had requested that it be given until March to submit the proposal. Tribune says it needs more time to review issues surrounding the $8 billion leveraged buyout that took the company private 2 years ago. Some creditors blame the buyout for the company's current problems. A group of them, holding $4 billion in Tribune debt, is objecting to another extension. A new report from the Center for Public Integrity found systemic problems in how colleges and universities handle sexual assault cases. Daniel Carson has this report.
The investigation looked at more than 150 college-based crisis service programs across the country. The report found the cards are stacked against sexual assault victims if they want to file criminal charges. University policies, for example, are often hostile towards the victim. Study author Kristen Lombardi.
They had encountered mysterious disciplinary proceedings where they weren't allowed to sit in their own hearing on their own alleged assault.
And district attorneys usually shy away from such cases.
There's rarely physical evidence. Alcohol and drug use can complicate things even further. So they're the kind of rape case that is difficult to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
The result? A third of the 33 students interviewed for the report said they didn't bother following through by filing criminal charges. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 126 points to close at 10,471. The Nasdaq rose 31 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.